This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 24th SCO Summit. The participants are Skand Ranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which was established in 2001, has expanded over the years and incorporated more member countries in its fold. Beginning from 6 member countries, the SCO now comprises of 10 countries, with Belarus being a new entrant in the fold during the 24th SCO summit held in Astana, Kazakhstan. Currently, 10 countries enjoy the status of SCO full members, namely India, Iran, Kazakhstan, China, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Pakistan, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. 2 countries, Afghanistan and Mongolia, have an observer status with the SCO, and 14 countries have a dialogue partner status. Welcome to the show, Ambassador Tayal.
Thank you.
The Indian delegation to the SCO is led by the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and India's priorities in SCO are shaped by Prime Minister's vision of a secure SCO. Secure, as we all know, stands for security, economic cooperation, connectivity, unity, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and environmental protection. India joined the grouping in 2017 and has actively engaged with it. In your opinion, Ambassador Tayal, how significant is SCO for India?
Focus of SCO for its operations, for its activities, is really Central Asia. Central Asia is in India's extended neighborhood. It is very significant for India's own prosperity, for India's own security. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi, right after 2014, after coming to power for the first time, has given a lot of attention to all the 5 Central Asian republics. And for the peace, security and prosperity of Eurasia, Central Asia is critically important because it joins Asia with Europe. And now the 24th summit, of course, Prime Minister Narendra Modi could not lead India's delegation because the parliament session was on. And this was the first session after the elections, so Honorable Prime Minister had to be here. But his very important and significant statement was delivered there by our External Affairs Minister Jaishankar.
Ambassador Tayal, we delved upon the importance of SCO for India. But considering the India's stature in the current world, how important is India for these Central Asian countries, as China and Russia are 2 powerful players in the group?
India is very important for the Central Asian Republic because they are relatively small countries. On one side is a giant Russia and the other side is China. And for protection of their sovereignty, their strategic autonomy, they feel that India is a very important partner for them so that they can speak with one voice, joined by India, and it becomes a significant voice within Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Otherwise, there is always danger that the stronger and older members of SCO, which are Russia and China, the headquarters of SCO is in China, that they should not become more powerful and set the agenda, which could be to the detriment of the economy and strategic interests of the Central Asian republics. So we are there along with Central Asian republics to ensure that the strategic autonomy and economic independence of these newly, because they became independent only in 1991, it is strengthened and sustained.
Moving ahead, Ambassador Tayal, Afghanistan has an observer status in the SCO, and recently Kazakhstan, the host country of the SCO this year, removed Taliban from the list of terrorist organization. What role will SCO play in Afghanistan, as India also has high stakes in the Taliban-governed country?
I have been talking to some of the Central Asian policymakers and analysts about their policy towards Afghanistan. And their sentiment is to be realistic. The realistic assessment is that Afghan Taliban government is strong, and whatever may be its internal contradictions and violations of human rights, but the Central Asian countries have to deal with the government. And the major issue for them is the Central Asian Republics is it should not again become a hub for terrorism. So they are trying to have their own via media or their own dialogue and their own openings with Afghanistan. And Uzbekistan is taking the lead in talking to Afghanistan. But the statement made by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif yesterday in this summit was accusing Afghanistan of cross-border terrorism, etc. And that was very, very ironical, because Pakistan over the last three decades, since the 80s, has used terrorism as a state policy to harass India, to harm India, to kill people in India. So this was very ironical. And a prime minister in his statement very, very clearly said that terrorism often originating beyond the borders, our borders. And that was a clear hint towards Pakistan, they should first look at themselves, what they have been doing.
As you said, Ambassador Tayal, just to add on to it, India gave a very strong statement, as always, on terrorism and has emphasized on counter-terrorism and called for the international community to isolate and expose those countries that harbor terrorists. Moving ahead, Ambassador Tayal, how, in your opinion, is artificial intelligence playing an important role in shaping the current multipolar world order?
If one looks at the future, it is a technology which has immense possibilities, both positive and negative. The artificial intelligence, it has been growing in the last decade or two, or maybe 1 year or two. It can affect employment and it can really marginalize human beings' role. So generally, there is a need to regulate the further development of artificial intelligence, to which most countries agree. India has taken the lead. India has a national strategy on artificial intelligence, and India has offered to share it and in the SCO framework to work with other countries, because for any regulation, the regulation will have to be global, it will have to be international, and it is important that the lead in that direction is taken by the global south, which is led by India. Otherwise, the rich countries, the advanced countries like United States, West Europe, maybe even China, they will set the rules for artificial intelligence for the future, which may not be in the interest of the global south. So India has a very important role. India is taking the lead, and there is a very good signal which has come by the Prime Minister that to use the forum of Shanghai Cooperation Organization to have a collective approach strategy on artificial intelligence.
Ambassador Tayal, Belarus has joined the grouping today, as I had mentioned earlier also. How do you view this widening of the bloc in the current world order? How will it impact the overall SCO bloc?
Original members of SCO were six, four Central Asian republics, because Turkmenistan has never been a member, then China and Russia, then later India and Pakistan joined, last year Iran joined, and now Belarus. So last year the expansion and addition of Iran and Belarus is seen by many Western analysts that Shanghai Cooperation Organization is taking a anti-West orientation, because in the list, China, Russia and Iran have direct economic sanctions from the West. But it is India is there, and the four Central Asian republics are focused on their own development. They do not want any conflict, any animosity with the West, with the United States. So I am confident that India working together with the four Central Asian republics will be able to keep Shanghai Cooperation Organization as a neutral organization, as a non-aligned organization, working for the peace of the region and prosperity of the people of Central Asia.
Ambassador Tayal, Dr. Jaishankar met his counterparts from Kazakhstan, Russia, Belarus, Uzbekistan and Tajikistan on the sidelines of the summit. He also met the UNGA chief Antonio Guterres and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi this morning. Wang Yi and Dr. Jaishankar, both the leaders, discussed an early resolution of the remaining issues in the border areas based on mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest. How do you view this, and how are both the countries trying to take this forward, in your opinion?
I feel that India and China are major countries, neighbors. We have difficulties. And as Dr. Jaishankar has said again and again, there is need to have a new equation in relations between India and China. So first, I am very happy, and most analysts are quite satisfied, that whatever may be the differences, but the channel of communication between India's leadership and Chinese leadership is open. Our external affairs ministers, our NSAs, they meet frequently, exchange views, and point out the difficulties. So this is in itself that the dialogue is open is a positive sign. Now the ball is in Chinese court. They have been the aggressor. They have been expansionist. They are putting pressure on India's border in Galwan. It is first they mobilized their troops. Then India also had to mobilize 50,000 of our troops in that difficult terrain. So yes, Mr. Wang Yi has made some good points in his statement, but it is for China to follow what principles were mentioned by Foreign Minister Wang Yi. In this context, I would like to add that the next SCO summit is in China, and Prime Minister in his statement ended the statement by saying that he conveyed his best wishes to China for the next presidency of the SCO. I think it's a positive statement. China should give it great weight and respond positively and favorably so that relations between India and China improve.
Cultural ties and people-to-people exchanges play a very important role when it comes to the bilateral relationship or multilateral relationship between two countries or more than that. How do you view this as a tool to improve and strengthen the relationship amongst all the countries in the SCO? How is it going to be a game changer for India with the other SCO countries?
India has a very good bilateral relations, and again, if we see that the focus of Shanghai Cooperation Organization is on Central Asia, and India has this problem of connectivity where Pakistan does not allow India road connectivity towards Central Asia. So we have very good digital connectivity. Prime Minister has offered to strengthen that digital connectivity. That people to people, we have youth exchanges, SCO think tank conference, and many other very important initiatives were taken last year when India was chairman of SCO. And India organized the SCO Millet Food Festival, Film Festival. All the SCO countries were invited for the Surajkand Craft Mela, think tank conferences. And all the Central Asian Republics were actually Buddhist before they changed their religion. So most of the people. So these are all efforts to connect the people. And there is so much of goodwill for India in the entire Central Asia. I have traveled to all the Central Asian republics and it is so heartwarming. So there is a lot of goodwill for India. And this needs to be sustained and strengthened so that the new generation which is coming in Central Asia also remains culturally, emotionally connected to people of India and culture of India.
Ambassador Tayal, while we discuss SCO, the External Affairs Ministry of India made a major announcement regarding the Prime Minister's visit to Russia and Washington next week. So how do you view this? Prime Minister is visiting Moscow. He will hold the bilateral meetings with the Russian President Putin, and he will also meet Biden in Washington. So in your opinion, how is it going to be?
India has always retained its strategic autonomy. It has pointed out even to Russia, and we all remember Prime Minister Modi's open statement to President Putin that this is not the era of war. So there is, India has a certain credibility, and we have our own national interest which is supreme. We are friendly with Russia as well as United States, and for India's own growth, development, Atmanirbhar Bharat, strategic autonomy, strategic objectives, it is very important that India has very close relations both with Russia and United States. And this forthcoming visit, one had of course heard about the visit to Russia, but this visit to US is also along with that. That is a very good sign which shows India's own standing in the international community, India's own stature in the Indian international community, that our Prime Minister within a few days can have a bilateral meeting with President Putin in Moscow and also with President Joe Biden in Washington.
Ambassador Tayal, in the coming weeks, we'll keep observing the happenings around the globe, and thank you so much for joining us and sparing your valuable time for this show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 24th SCO Summit. The participants were Skand Ranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.